Among the Jews that left Spain in the Spanish exile of 1492 was one of the great figures in the history of the Jewish people, Rabbi Yosef Caro. He was born in Spain in 1480. He was barely bar mitzvah at the time of the expulsion of the Jews from Spain. And he was a person of tremendous intellect and leadership. And from the time of the Rambam till his time, he ends up to be the giant of the age, the person who had the greatest, longest lasting influence on the Jewish people. He moved with his family first to Italy, and then to Greece, and then to Turkey, to the city of Adrianople in Turkey, and after staying there for many years, he finally moves to the city of Tzfas, Safed in Israel, where he spends the last 35 years of his lifetime. According to most records, he was a person who lived well into his 80s, perhaps even till 90. We know him from many different directions, from many different viewpoints. First, we know him as an author of the basic works of Jewish law and Jewish halacha that were written after the time of the Rambam. His first major work, which he wrote while yet a young man, and which was published when he was in Turkey, was a book called Kesef Mishneh. And that is a commentary to the Yoda Chazoka, to the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam. But it is not just a commentary. He came to fill in the glaring gap that was left in the book. The Rambam's book had no sources. The Rambam quoted no source material as to how he derived the law. He did not say where it's found in the Talmud, why he decided for one opinion over the other opinion. The Rambam's book, to a certain extent, therefore, is a sealed book. Take it or leave it. In fact, the Rambam himself said that if you have my book, you need no other books. Well, probably in revenge for that remark, God has seen to it that there has been no other book in the history of the world that has had as many books printed about it as the Rambam's book. Literally thousands of commentaries. Even last year I saw a catalog that was issued in Israel. There were over 300 books printed last year alone regarding the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. So the Kesef Mishneh came and it filled that void. He quotes for us the source of the Rambam. He explains to us why the Rambam adopted that viewpoint. He defends the Rambam against the opinions of his critics, of those who opposed that viewpoint. And in general, it is the basic commentary on the Rambam. There is almost no issue, no publication of the Rambam since the time of the Kesef Mishneh, since the early 1500s, that does not include the Kesef Mishneh as part of the book itself. So that book alone would have sufficed to make Rabbi Yosef Caro